We have seen the problem with crime in this country explode. Joe Biden, during the State of the Union, flat out lied about it. Said, crime is at a 50-year low. Or is he, crime is at a 50-year low. No, Joe, it's not, quite frankly. In fact, it's pretty well evidenced by what we see in the major cities. The National Guard being used to protect the subways in New York City should be evidence enough. My next guest, Lance J. LaRusso, is a leading attorney, founder of the Blue Line Institute, the 2021 National Fraternal Order of Police's Attorney of the Year, and author of When Cops Kill and Blue News. Lance, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Greatly appreciate it. Good morning to you. All right, so the question is simple. Is the National Guard the answer to the crime we're seeing explode, not just in New York City, but elsewhere? What about the South Side of Chicago or tough parts of Philly or Baltimore? Could this be the answer? Is it even legal?
Well, so far as legality, the National Guard can be called in on a state basis temporarily to assist and act as a force supplement for law enforcement or for firefighters. It's interesting that most of the National Guardsmen you're going to see there are firefighters and police officers. So they're being pulled from other jurisdictions to fulfill this mission. But it's a temporary solution. It's not going to work long term. And the problems that created it are not being fixed.
Well, the problems that created it were these asinine attacks on police, law enforcement, first responders, defund the police. How is that working out, everybody? Let's get together and compare notes. How is that whole defund the police thing working out in major cities across this country, Lance?
Defund the police is the fastest conceived, implemented, and failed social policy in United States history. And law enforcement were the ones who said and screamed, this is not going to work. You're going to disadvantage poor people. You're going to disadvantage people who need law enforcement protection more than anyone. And what's basically happened is, along with the defunding, you have a demonization of law enforcement. So people are attacking law enforcement. We had 32 law enforcement officers shot in the month of January, more than one a day. So now you created this culture where people are disregarding law enforcement officers, they're attacking law enforcement officers, and law enforcement officers, their presence there is not being seen as a crime deterrent. There's less of them. You're not prosecuting the crimes they do arrest people for. And your answer is, well, we should call the National Guard so we can have a presence there to prevent crime. And it's really interesting because the activists are just turning themselves on their ears.
32 officers shot in the month of January alone. You know, that's a remarkably sad number, honestly. But I also know that some of those officers, by stories I've been following, were shot by people that shouldn't even be in this country to begin with. How is that playing into all of this? The invasion at our southern border, the disrespect, if you will. I don't think Venezuelan gangs have any respect for American law enforcement. Just crazy idea, Lance, but that's kind of the way I think about it. What do you say?
Well, it's the notion that anyone who is a repeat offender, whether they came across the border illegally or whether they have been arrested 14 times, or like one person we had in Atlanta who was arrested 90 times, 90 times for breaking into cars, and he's still getting bond. The notion that somebody who is a repeat offender, a violent offender, is going to respect the lives of other people and not prey on weaker citizens is ludicrous, and it's an abandonment and an abdication of the obligation of government. And if you think about just how crazy this issue is, you know, the National Guard, first of all, can't stay there a long time. It costs a tremendous amount of money to mobilize them for periods of time. But the same people who wanted to defund the police have been complaining for years about law enforcement looking militarized, whether that's high quarter boots or carrying rifles or using armored personnel carriers to carry out high risk warrants. Those same people are now calling actual soldiers to deter crime instead of using law enforcement officers.
Well, you know, I'm not going to kid you, Lance. I've had a concern about local law enforcement turning into the local military because at some point, like every military, they want to play with their toys. And so that has been a concern of mine. But today, my concern is that we can't even have cruisers on the streets. You know, you see police cars get burned in riots. I mean, I still am stuck on the fact that five Dallas police officers were gunned down in that city. Was that 2015? Murdered in the streets.
Yeah, well, keep in mind what they were doing. They were providing security for an anti-law enforcement rally.
Right.
And that gets lost in the mix. So you have law enforcement officers standing up for the rights of people who wanted to protest and scream and holler and take their names in vain and call for their destruction and defunding.
And murdered.
They lost their lives.
Yeah, murdered for that. Yeah, for doing their job to protect the citizens. You know, and look, if you're an elderly person living in a tough neighborhood in one of America's big cities, you know, where you've got the liberal politicians that say it's okay, just build your tent city right here, defecate on the sidewalk. I mean, I saw a video from San Francisco yesterday. It would curl your hair as to how bad it is in parts of that city. Same is true in Los Angeles and New York and all over this country. These liberal policies have failed. We need to increase the pay for police officers, increase the benefit, attract better people again, allow them to do their job, and give them some insulation so that we don't go prosecute them when they do their job as we, the citizens, requested. That's something else. This rush to judgment to slow down the videotape to super slow motion so we can see frame by frame by frame and then say, aha, you see, you did something wrong there in 0.1 seconds. Therefore, we're going to put you in prison and ruin your life and that of your family. Who would want that job?
Well, still they show up. And I'll tell you, it's an interesting point. We body cameras clear officers over and over and over again. But a body camera will never show you the officer's perspective. It's 18 inches below their eyes. It doesn't move with their head. It doesn't change focus like the human eye does. And it records things that the officer may not even see because they weren't paying attention to that. They were focused on the threat. And, you know, one of the things that you can do, and people say, what can we do? How can we fix this? And I talk about this in my book, Blue News, All the Profits Go to Law Enforcement Charities. You need to make sure that you are thanking officers when you see them. Go to the public square. Try to recruit the best and the brightest for your community because law enforcement cannot fix this problem alone.
But I like the idea that we've gotten to here, Lance. Lance LoRusso, leading attorney, founder of the Blue Line Institute. And that is that we can surge the National Guard to push things back in the right direction, to knock it back on track, if you will. We can start there, and then we can expand law enforcement, get rid of this dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, defund the police, and move on with securing our cities and small towns and states and so forth. But we can start with the National Guard. I'll give you the last word.
I think that when we look at the overall impact, it's time to realize that holding people accountable is the only thing that works. And recognizing that when an officer is on the street, they have to be respected, they have to be protected. And when they make an arrest, it has to be prosecuted with due alacrity and not waiting and not second guessing and let a jury decide whether or not the person's actually guilty.
Yeah. Incredibly important. Lance, thank you for being here. It's an important message. We need to get things under control around here from the border and all the way across this country. Thank you for your perspective.
Thanks for having me.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. We can start with the surge of the National Guard. Then we can bring in qualified people. Folks, so many people I know are disheartened that our country seems to have forgotten the importance of citizenship. They wonder how citizenship might be revived. Well, that's why Hillsdale College has produced a brand new course, American Citizenship and Its Decline, hosted by Victor Davis Hanson, and how citizenship is undermined by open borders, identity politics, the administrative state, globalization. Victor Davis Hanson explains all of it, an insight that you can share with your family, friends. Hillsdale's online courses are free, by the way. You can come watch this for free. Go to GruberForHillsdale.com, American Citizenship and Its Decline. Watch it today, GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com, it's free. I'll be back.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.